Right, here we are today inside the Duomo in Barga, and we're here with a visitor who's come from a long way away, looking for a particular sign here in Barga. Can you tell me your name, and can you tell me what it is you're doing here this morning?
My name is Selma Zevenhuizen, and I was coming to Barga because I'm on a tour along small churches with sirenas, and especially with Sirena Condue Code, because I've been writing a book on it and I'm preparing a new one. So I'm looking at the churches on my road and try to figure out what they mean, and also in the context of the church and what they are.
So you're looking for the mermaid with two tails?
Yes.
And here in the Duomo?
There's a very small one, which I unfortunately now have been finding, but she's very much hidden.
She's hidden. You came earlier and you couldn't find
it. I couldn't find her, no. So, but I'm very glad that I found her now, because she's very special. She's small and she's hidden. And her face is different from what... She has a more clear face also than the other ones that I've seen. I think it's a Madonna-like face. What else to say? And then I found this whole Duomo very special.
Tell me why. What's so special about the Duomo?
Because I see symbols here on the pulpit or that I have seen on other places, but in a completely different version. So that's the first thing. The other thing is, but I had heard it before, is the position of the Duomo towards the hole in the mountain that I finally have seen now. Yeah. I've been here 20 years ago and then I couldn't see it all yet. I didn't study the topic yet. Uh-huh. But now I can see it, and this fascinates me also in the combination with the other symbols. Like, I think that's a tree of life there, but it's a very special tree.
It's a tree of life, yes, it's the tree of life probably from the north of Europe, uh-huh. from Scandinavia, what's now known as Scandinavia, but it was brought down through Europe and into the south of Europe. We're not sure when. That's the problem. All the problem with these symbols is dates of when the actual date that we can put on them.
But the Fiore della Vita also. Yeah. But there are, you say they are coming from the north of Europe, but that's what I've seen from the Sirenas in Etruscan culture, which I'm studying, that they have come from Asia Minor.
Well, that's very interesting you would say that, because we were just talking this week with an expert on this, and he too has the same theory that... So far, we've been saying they were coming from the north, and he's saying, well, no, actually, they could have come from the east.
Yeah, but I think the Celts and the Etruscans have common origins around the Black Sea. Mm. So I always explain it like that I have to make a movement, that the Celts moved westwards from the Black Sea, and the Etruscans were more in Asia Minor. They came around the Mediterranean, and that they met in Italy. Mm. But they have a similar background. A lot of the symbols are quite similar, I think. And then especially the areas where they met are interesting to see how the cultures mixed. And that's, I think, in the Lunigiana, that's an area that's interesting for it. But I'm more from the middle of Italy.
So you're now off to Fivizzano to see the church there?
And then I found a very small one in a church near Canossa, where I was this winter. I want to see it again. Mm. And there, because I'm also interested in Matilda di Canossa, who has a sirena on her tomb in the Vatican.
And that is interesting. So tell me about that. Why would she have that symbol on a tomb?
That's a big question. I just don't know. Mm. I don't know. I know that the sirena is used, in the Etruscan culture, she was a symbol of the mother goddess, Fortuna. And on many churches, on many early Christian churches, that has been transformed in the symbol of the Madonna. So you see many similarities between the sirena or an original mother and the Christian symbols. For example, in Pienza, there is a little church, Pieve, where on the bottom you see the sirena, then you come the tree of life, and on the top, Jesus is born. You see the birth of Jesus.
Wow. That's a mixture of all of the cultures put together.
Yeah. Right. So you see it on all different ways. What was the question again?
Matilda. Matilda. Why would she have? She wouldn't have put it on her tomb, but somebody else would have put it on.
A pope put it on her tomb 400 years after her death. But there are some people who say that Matilda, because her mother came from France, from Lotharingen, that she is part of the families who said that they descended from Jesus and Mary Magdalene.
Right.
And Mary Magdalene, the Sirena is also used, I know that, but in the Merovingian symbology, the Sirena is used as a symbol of the genealogy of Jesus and Mary Magdalene.
Wow.
So there could be a link there.
Many, okay.
But I don't know if the Pope who put it in the Vatican...
See, that rings alarm bells in my head somewhere that the Pope would put
would
that
not,
sign...
Would, no. I heard is that they brought her to the Vatican because they needed... because she was very much ally of the Pope and the Church in her time and of the Papal State. And she was also a fighter, a warrior, and she defended her her properties in Tuscany. So, but the story that I heard is that I brought her body there because they wanted her as a kind of Amazonic heroine. But it doesn't explain why there is a Sirena on her tomb.
That's very interesting. Let's see if we can find some more information about that. You are writing a book.
Yeah, or I read a book that's been published in Dutch, but it's now translated into Italian. And the title is Il Sorriso della Sirena. Yeah. It will be published in September with effigy in Acidosso. But now, after I finished that book, I found many, many more double-tailed mermaids, Sirena, so I thought I should write a book on her just on that topic.
Okay, thank you very much. We will watch this with interest because there's so much interest at the moment going on about the symbols that are around the Duomo.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah.
Yes, and also the story of the mountain with the hole in it.
Uh-huh.
The possibility that there was some temple or at least a sacred place for people here.
Uh-huh.
Twice a year they could use it as a calendar because they knew exactly the timing because of the sun going through the hole.
And that's what I'm also interested in because often these symbols are placed on ancient pagan places or strong energy places. And all in my area around the Lago di Bolsena, where I live, we're also discovering now a whole rete, network of lines, like the lines in England, alineamentos with altars and churches, and often there.
Are we talking about ley lines?
Ley lines,
okay, ley lines, yeah.
And often those churches are part of it, or ancient altars. And also the churches with Sirena are part of the ancient route of the pilgrimage that goes through north to the north, from the north to the south of Italy. The most beautiful one, I don't know, they're all beautiful, but it's very special, is in the San Michele in Gargana. There is a church with a round window with four double-tailed mermaids with their tails intertwined.
On a more banal note, this double-tailed mermaid ended up, of all places, as a logo for Starbucks.
Yeah.
And it's now around the world, but they've cleaned it up.
They cleaned it up. You can't see her vagina anymore.
No, the vagina's gone, and they've turned it into this green...
Yeah, so people don't recognize it as
absolutely
a mermaid
not.
Anymore.
No. But it's sitting on coffee cups all around the world.
Yeah, I know. And also the people who work for Starbucks don't know what their logo means. Mm. That's a pity.
that's how culture works, unfortunately, probably. Okay, thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, I hope that helps a little bit.